بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد Selflessness in describing the Ansar companions. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. Translation of which is, they give preference to others over themselves even though they are in dire straits. The object of this trait is to give preference to the needs and desires of others over one's own needs. The Ansar companions gave preference to their Muhajirin brothers in every matter, to the extent that they saw to their fellow brothers' needs before their own. In some cases, they were in dire circumstances themselves. The Muhajirin migrated to Medina Munawwara empty-handed, as they migrated in secrecy for fear of persecution if caught. When they came to Medina Munawwara, the Ansar shared all their belongings with them. The Ansar owned date farms and they fixed a share of their produce for their brothers. They divided their date plantations equally between them and the fellow Muhajirin brother. However, they worked and they split the profits equally between the two of them. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a certain companion of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam received a goat's head as a gift. This companion happened to be experiencing difficult circumstances, but he sent it to the home of another companion, thinking that the other person may have a greater need for it. The goat's head was passed on to seven homes, each person sending it to someone whom he felt was more deserving of it than himself, until it eventually reached the home of the first companion. It was on this account that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this ayah, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They give preference to others over themselves, even though they are in desperation. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a certain sahabi received a guest one night. It so happened that there was only sufficient food for the children. He instructed his wife to put the children to sleep, extinguish the lamp, and to place whatever food there was before the guest. Note, the lamp was dosed so that the guest would get the impression that the host was eating as well, whereas they were only pretending so that the need of the guest would be fulfilled. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.